my dearly departed friend David Bowie with Suffragette City, where we are proud to honor the Suffragette tradition here in Waukesha. So are you guys, did you guys turn 18 yet?
No, I'll turn 18 September in a month. Right.
All
right,
so you'll be able to vote in November. So yeah. Be sure to exercise your right to vote.
Mm-hmm. I turned 18 in October. So.
Same thing, yes. So we'll be showing you how to register to vote. And big primaries last week. We know our Sarah Rodriguez, who was on the show, won her primary. So congratulations to her. And we look forward to having more candidates on in the fall before the election and from both parties so we all kind of get a taste of who's out there and what they're all about. But what we're all about right now here is our black shirt football program with our two stars, three-year starters, seniors, Tack Tadioka and C.J. Johnson. And before the break, we were talking about different positions. We were talking about Jacoby Byron Krill, who's going to be playing D-tackle, right? And he's bulked up. He's gotten a lot bigger. And who else do we have on the D-line here?
Well, our backups are pretty good, but we have Shaden Welty, Evan Marks, Caleb Holman.
Big Daddy. I remember Caleb grew up with Evan in the program. So is did you say Evan Marks is going to be on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
That's huge.
Okay, because I knew he played some linebacker last year. He was a beast on linebacker, now you're putting him on the line.
He's crazy strong when you got him and Shaden.
And quick and fast, too, right?
Fast and big. So.
Well, that's great. Now, what about on the other side of the ball with O-line?
O-line? We have some kids step up. We got Logan Dable.
Center, right?
Logan Dable, smart. Not the biggest O-lineman, but he's smart, strong, knows what he's doing. I mean, sometimes that's half the battle, just knowing what you're doing and just getting to the right spot.
He's got that football DNA.
Oh, he's football, football kid for sure.
Sure.
So, the O-line looks pretty good. Who's our returner for Caleb, obviously, been playing.
He'll be playing both ways then?
Yeah, he'll be playing both ways.
Good. He is really shaped up, too. Watch him in the workouts, and he's come a long way, in the running drills at the end. He's really conditioned himself and very proud of his progress.
I mean, when we were in two-a-days, I would see him. We would have a 30-minute break right to rest. He would put his headphones in and keep running, just keep the cardio up. So
he just did up-downs for fun.
Yeah,
watch him.
It's good to see the work ethic like that. So from your O-lineman, it's always good to see.
Great kid. All heart, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's terrific. So, and now with you in the backfield, I know CJ will be your tailback.
Yep.
And what will be other who else is in the rotation?
We got a bunch of good running backs. We got Justin Geezy will also be playing
prime
there.
Prime time. Yep. Will he be, if we guys ever have him at fullback, too?
Because I know we have a package.
Because I know CJ's played fullback, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have a package where we have CJ and Geezy at fullback, and then we have Isaiah Dunlap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember Isaiah. Is Isaiah going to play some linebacker too?
Oh yeah, linebacker. Great. Running back.
When I first saw him play in sixth grade, he really showed me something on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really hope to see him doing some linebacker. And I know I'm jumping around here a lot, but
he has that warrior mentality.
Yes.
Yeah. He really does.
And who will also be playing linebacker with him then? Because it'll be you,
me, Geezy, Ryan Zelastera, who's a newcomer.
Okay.
He just joined football this year, but he's picking up everything.
What year is he?
He's a migrant. He's a senior.
Oh, wow. Okay, nice. Did he transfer from another school? Or
no, he
just picked it up.
He's a really smart kid.
Real smart kid.
36 scoring ACT.
Wow. Yeah. What's his last name?
Zylstra,
okay. Yeah.
He was in all my AP classes, sat right next to him every time.
Wow, that's a
real
story.
Real smart kid, though, yeah. He's picking it up. He's picking it up, too.
Yeah, so. He can come hit you.
Yeah.
He might not know how to tackle, but he can come hit you, and you will feel it.
Sounds great. So, Johnny, we're going to have a lot to talk about here when we're broadcasting these games, but you were going to tell me something, too, about we're going to have another new sponsor for the football games. Who was that again, Johnny? Here, get close to me, babe. What? Come on, Johnny. Don't be afraid. Replacement Windows Center of Wisconsin is going to be one of our new sponsors. TJ Stout, whose nephew and godson, Evan Stout, will be playing there on the defense and some offense. So really excited that they're supporting the radio broadcast for South football. So so now we're going to jump back again to the offense. That receiving core, you got quite a few guys.
Oh,
I know there's Tyler Thrill Williams.
Tyler Williams. Yep. Trey. We got Trey Carter.
Trey Carter.
Stepped up from last year. Last year he transferred in. Was it last year he transferred
in? Was that last year?
Yeah, last year he transferred in from, he came from Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
So played football over there.
Sure.
Real, he's probably one of the most naturally just athletically talented people, raw, I've probably one I've ever seen. So he's transformed. Great, and just looks like a great receiver right now.
And who else is there in the receiving core?
Evan Stout for sure at the X at the wideout.
Okay.
And then who else do we have? Tyler.
We got Tyler.
And Chris.
Chris Flowers.
And Christian.
We have a kid who transferred from. He was in Florida. He was at North.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then he went down to Florida, and now he's back.
Yeah.
So. And then we have Gabe Lascano.
Yeah, I love Gabe. Slot. That's Oh, Gabe's gonna have some slot. Yeah.
So
he's tough. I like that. He's a warrior. And Gabe's on defense too, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. He loves
it. Linebacker, strong safety.
Strong safety coming down from strong safety.
Terrific.
Loves to hit.
So great. Now, D backfield we haven't gotten to yet. I know we talked about the free safety. What about the other spots? Who's our guys?
Hey, Ms. Buntman.
Hi, guys.
Hey, we got some friends here. Yeah. All right.
Favorite teacher right here.
Is this part of the South faculty?
Yep.
Yeah. Tell us their names.
This is Ms. Buntman right here.
Ms. Buntman,
I have honors geometry? Yep.
Honors geometry.
Freshman year.
That's terrific.
The best math.
How's TAC as a student? She said very good. I love it.
Love to hear it.
Will you be coming to the games on Friday? Will you be available? Or I know you got a young family here, so. But now you can listen on the radio. We're gonna be broadcasting their game, so we'll show you. Johnny's gonna show you how to download the app, or you can just tune in 5:40 a.m. or 101.1 FM. And there's a new addition to the family here. It looks. Or no, how old?
Just turned one.
Wow. One. All right. Well, happy birthday. Belatedly. And now, is this a future black shirt football player, or are we leaning more in another?
Tennis, right?
Tennis. Yeah?
Tennis, and he's a cross-country coach. So.
Oh, fantastic. I chased rabbits for a season. That's a good sport. So a noble undertaking. Sounds great. Well, terrific. So, yeah, we're the gentlemen are here promoting the upcoming football season, their home opener next Friday, and as well as all the other great things they do in the classroom and in the community. So,
crazy coming up.
So, it's neat. You know, there's so many great faculty at Waukesha South. I know you guys watch the show regularly. You know, we had the esports team on celebrating their state championship, and their teacher coach, and he's a wonderful guy, and I've heard so many great things about him, and just the support that all of you do for these young men and women is very very commendable. So really proud to be part of the South tradition. Thank you. That's terrific. So all right, well, thanks for stopping by. Enjoy the farmers market.
We only make it easy.
They're waving to the kids. We are at the farmers market. I keep forgetting that. A lot of great things. The guys were just noticing how nice the flowers look. They're going to pick some up, I think, for their moms or their girlfriends. And and I'd be remiss if I didn't shout out Tax Mom Jamie for putting this together. And she's essentially the team mom, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
she runs all the, like, if we need food or something, or like we're setting up a youth camp that the players need to be at, or gets all the fat heads to be in the student section or whatnot, or in the crowd. So.
Sure.
Yeah, orders all that stuff.
And that leaves another good question Johnny wanted was, how do people support the South football program or the South athletic program? And I know your mom is like one good point of contact. And is there someone like at the school they would contact? Would that be Regina Walter?
Regina Walter, yeah.
She's the team secretary?
She's like the football direct, like operate. What is it?
I like that. Football operations director.
Yeah, football operations director.
Like
something like that.
Yeah.
Where we can buy merchandise.
Yeah, Johnny's he's dying to buy some South merchandise because he's going to give me that Freedom Irish sweatshirt.
Yeah, so I think it's Mrs. Marks who get them. Mrs. Marks.
Yeah, Chris Marks.
Chris Marks does merchandise. So and then you can go on the Blackshirt Twitter page, Blackshirt Football Twitter page, and there should be a link to the merchandise. So if you would love to buy that, support us.
Yeah.
Grab some merch.
Connor, how are we doing on time, my friend?
We got about a minute and a half.
All right. So, hey, Connor, do you have any eligibility left? I know you just turned 21, but can you still play high school? Or
No.
I know Connor was a great shortstop in baseball growing up.
I actually was better.
What's that?
I was better at center field.
Better at center field. Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds great.
I love baseball.
Yeah, Tack was a baseball player one time, right?
Yeah, I played all the way up until high school.
Yeah. And both of you guys played buckets when you were younger, I heard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
basketball wasn't my thing.
Yeah, we're gonna come back for our senior year though.
I was gonna say you could reciprocate. We can't talk about that, but sounds terrific. So before we go to break though, we mentioned your we wanted to again big shout out to your mom, Jamie, and
my mom
your dad,
and my dad. Shout out to Tom Tadioka.
So you got it. So and I know CJ's got a lot of family that come. Anyone you want to shout out? before we go to the break?
Shout out to my mom, Rashida Cottingham, my dad, Fernando Johnson.
Love it.
Two legends.
In the making. That sounds terrific. So, well, fantastic. So, well, Connor, I guess we're going to take that break now.
Yeah.
And then when we come back, more to talk about with Tak Tadioka and CJ Johnson of the South Blackshirt Football Program. Do not go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.